Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We're here at Patterson Stadium, where Louisville getting ready to take on Virginia in a big series this weekend. They're ranked ninth in the country. They are number the game tonight is at 6, and you got it tomorrow at 1 o'clock and Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then they're playing Kentucky on Tuesday. So we got all that going on. We had my son analyze UFC 300 a little bit earlier, and the kid knows more about it than anything on planet Earth. But now we have Aaron Bronstetter from Sportsnet is around to talk about a big one this weekend. Aaron, so good morning. No 300. Everybody that's a fan of MMA is into this one.
It sounds like your son is really dialed into what's important in society.
It is. I'm going to actually, Chase, what do we have? I want you to analyze his analysis, if you don't mind, on a couple of these fights. Can you play along with that?
Yeah, well, please, by all means. All right, I want to know what Diener was talking about.
All right, go ahead. Here, hit it, Chase. What do we got, if we have it ready?
Figueiredo, yes. And Cody Garbrandt, they're both former champions. Figueiredo's a former champion of the flyweight division, and Garbrandt is the former champion of the bantamweight division, which is 125 pounds and 135 pounds. Cody's been on a little bit of a dry streak, but he's lost most of his last fights. Figueiredo has lost his belt, sadly, but now they're going to go ahead in the bantamweight division, which is 135 pounds, and see if they can get a number one contender's belt and see if they can go for the belt.
So, I mean, that sounds like I'll take that at face value, Aaron.
I mean, sounds good to me. I mean, I don't know how close Cody Garbrandt is getting a title shot, but Figueiredo moving that division certainly is shaking it up.
Yeah, what are the personalities who attach themselves to? Like, that's what, I don't know anything about it, but I watch all these now because I sit next to him and he gives me the backstories, and I get, it's almost like we have the Derby around there. Nobody knows much about horses, but they can get behind the stories behind it. What's the story you're kind of most looking forward to?
Yeah, there are a lot of really interesting ones going to this fight card. I mean, we've got one interesting one is that the second fight of the night is Jim Miller against Bobby Green. And what makes that fight particularly interesting is Jim Miller has fought at UFC 100 and UFC 200. Now he's fighting at UFC 300. So in terms of like UFC lore, that's a pretty interesting story. Aljamain Sterling, the former bantamweight champion, is making his move to the featherweight division for the first time. Just lost the belt last year at bantamweight and decided to make the move. His best friend and training partners are a contender at bantamweight, and they always kind of shied away from facing each other, and now he's kind of clearing the way for his training partner to try to win the belt at some point in time, but now he's moving to 145,000. And then you got Justin Gaethje against Max Holloway for something that they call the BMF Championship, which isn't really a real division or anything like that. It's more of a token to show who, like, the toughest fighters in the UFC are. And Gaethje and Holloway, like, this isn't the fight that makes a whole lot of sense meritocratically, but when you look at action and entertainment, these are two of the most consistently entertaining fighters that we've seen in the UFC historically, and having them match up is really kind of a dream matchup for fight fans.
Yeah, I actually, and Max explained what the BMF stood for as well, almost over the airwaves there, because
I know that this is a PG show.
Yeah, when we were out in Las Vegas for 296, and we actually held that belt. He said when we were outside the stadium or whatever, they had a photo op out there. So it's amazing the energy in the building on these things. The ticket price has got to be insane. The demand for this for number 300.
I think the only tickets, well, I mean, you can get tickets on the floor or in the lower bowl for like $2,000, I think is what's left. And then last time I checked, there were standing room tickets in like the, like, you know, those bar seats where you can kind of just watch from above. Those are like $500. And that's, I think, all that's left pretty much.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, it's the most money I've ever paid for a sporting event when we went out there. Yeah, the get-in price, I'm looking on StubHub right now, you're exactly right. $500 to basically stand around is what that
There have been rumors floating around that they might be coming to the KFC at some point this year. So
really?
You don't have to travel too far.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's a rumor that surfaced this week, yes.
So is that like for a UFC numbered event or like a fight night?
It would be for a fight night.
Okay. Okay. All right. Maybe our guy Ron Kruk might be calling that, too. That's what Max said last time. All right. Well, look into that. Yeah, we will definitely be keep our eye out for that one. Sometimes the main event is, like, sometimes the worst fight of the night. At least it was, like, at 296. They were booing the dudes because they weren't doing anything, but the rest of the card was awesome. Which one's going to be, like, the most entertaining for fans, do you think?
I think you've got to go back to Gaethje and Holloway. It's just, like, it's kind of a dream matchmaking scenario. You know, you don't want to get too close to your fantasy when it comes to MMA matchups. So this is right there. I mean, this is just an unbelievable fight between two super entertaining fighters. It's almost like a can't-miss fight. So that fight's going to happen. And then right after that is the Women's Strawweight Division Championship. And I'm hoping that people are going to still be engaged for that fight. That's going to be, I think, more of a technical fight compared to what Gaethje and Holloway could, eventually become as that fight continues to roll downhill.
Yeah, I mean, the women's fights are almost always the best. I mean, it seems to be. Get Max's analysis in on his pick. I made him make a pick on that first fight, so I'll get his pick, and then I want to get your pick. So, Chase, go ahead and play that
game. All right, shoot.
I like both these fighters. It's hard because I usually pick one of my favorite fighters in each weight division, so I just have somebody to cheer for usually on every card, and these are my two favorite fighters in two divisions, so I'm not – it's hard to pick, but we saw Cody Garbrandt fight in person at UFC 296 at Las Vegas. So
that's the guy I liked, right? Is that the guy I liked?
Yep, you like his walkout, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a big underdog in this. Figueroa's a big favorite. I mean, should he be that big of a favorite, or should we take the value on Garbrandt?
I mean, Figueroa's very violent for his weight class. He's considered maybe the most violent for the 125 division. He's stepping up, so we have to see if he really can make it in the 135-pound division. And I think Cody Garbrandt has a lot of untapped potential we haven't seen yet. So it's going to be really hard to beat.
Got to make a pick,
odds,
bud. Got to make a pick.
I'll pick Cody Garbrandt.
Okay, all right. So we're getting plus 255 on Garbrandt. I don't know. What do you think of the value there?
Well, I think that's the value side for sure. I think when you look at Cody and his accomplishments at bantamweight, I think that, you know, he's looked really good lately as well. He's won two straight after having a bit of a drought in his career. So he could be on the bounce back. And I think that looking at that line, I don't know if Figueroa should be as big of a favorite as he is.
Yeah. What other from a betting opportunity is looking at the odds here at betonline.ag? Is there a fight you like more than the other? Your lock of the night, if you will.
Ooh, I mean, locks are every lock can be picked. I mean, let's just make that clear.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, you know, if you want like a legitimate lock, I think it's like -700 for the women's strawweight championship fight to start the second round. That -700, that's kind of a lock. Bo Nickel is something of a lock at 16-1 as a favorite.
Yeah,
they're just straight up locks. But if you're looking for more value picks, I think there's a lot of value on Jiří Procházka, the former light heavyweight champion. I don't think he should be an underdog. I was very surprised to see that he was an underdog in this fight against Alexander Rakic. I think there's definitely some value on him. I mean, Charles Oliveira being a nearly 2-1 underdog against Armand Tsarukyan. I mean, Tsarukyan is a tremendous prospect, but I don't think he's faced anybody nearly as dangerous as Charles Oliveira, who has the most finishes in UFC history. Former champion, looked great in his last outing last June in Vancouver. I think those are kind of the two picks if you're looking to kind of get value out of any sort of pick'em spot here. That's kind of the direction I would be looking in.
Well, hey, we certainly appreciate it. Where can people find your work? I got your obviously your Twitter handle at Aaron Bronstedt, or where else can they find your work?
Yeah, I work for Sportsnet in Canada. We're a national network And our website is sportsnet.ca/MMA/UFC for our UFC hub, or you can just go over to sportsnet.ca. We've had great coverage thus far this week for this marquee event. So, Drew, really appreciate you having me on. Give your son a shout-out from me, and I hope that you guys enjoy the event.
All right, Aaron, appreciate it. Aaron Bronstetter, there, you guys had the headphones off. You didn't hear what he said that about there might be a UFC event coming. UFC event coming to the Yum Center this summer.
Oh, wow.
Hang on here.
Oh, wow. That
not
awesome.
A numbered event. You know, these are the numbered events.
No, sure.
The events in between are called
fight nights.
Yeah. And but, yeah, I mean, that's what he was just saying. I think it would do great here.
I think there's a lot
in the summer here where there's, sure. It's kind of our downtime in sports. I mean, that thing, that would be fantastic.
Well, I mean, it's not the UFC, but when we had Monday Night Raw and we all went there, I was actually surprised, like, how many people went out there at the Yum Center. Oh. And UFC, I think, is even bigger because – real.
They both have, we had to explain that to John Salzman. He was like, I'm surprised you go all the way out there for a sporting event that's just staged. I'm like, UFC's not staged.
No.
It's definitely not staged.
For me, I feel like it would be weird to pay for it, like to buy a ticket. I don't know if you've seen my
That's
security.
A cut for you there, Justin Saporo. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the oldest profession, Mike.
I don't know if you've seen the security footage from my home.
I'm going to give you this headset here. You and the sound here. You can't handle the limp microphone, right?
It is limp. It has a just for people listening.
Yeah, yes,
it moves around.
Also,
like the,
yes,
the
I know all that.
Bangs your lips.
Yes, you can do all that. But you don't have to put your mouth right in here in order to talk to it either. Yeah. So,
it keeps
so there you go.
Falling there. That's
I know.
I'm trying to hold it away from my mouth.
That's fine.
And now look what you're doing. You're holding it away from your mouth.
Yes, but not this far away.
And not this close.
It could be a nose plug.
Yeah.
You turn it just the right angle.
You
I'm
and
saying
plugs and
it would be weird
else.
For me to pay for it because if you've seen any of the security footage from my home, this is all my kids do all day long. It just beat the living tar out of each other.
Okay. I knew where that sentence was going to land, but it did.
Yeah.
I want to hear some more cuts from Strebel.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What
these
I
are too
hear.
Good. They're too good. Yeah. So we'll... Yeah, of course, you can't just snap your fingers on demand.
I know, Jason,
Jason's dealing with a lot back there.
I want to hear the outrage.
You can just drop in the big boy search at any time.
You got ready
sense.
To see big boy coach search. This ain't piddly kitty time, fart around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time big boy coach search. Yeah. This ain't piddly Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Shirts search.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I do hear what
I
you're
do,
saying.
I do, Stream. We hear what you're saying. It's Mark Pope, though.
It's Mark Pope. Oh, my God.
In the cuts of him yesterday, I'm not picking on Strebel. I think it's just embodiment of
everybody.
Of what everyone was saying.
The ego that is so
time.
Large that they don't understand.
No, they don't.
So big that they can't have self-awareness.
It's incomprehensible. And so the humbling has been really fun to watch. The rewrites, the BBN rewrites, have been also fun to watch. They never hired him. And I'm just like, get off of it. If your ego is that fragile. Fragility is funny.
Right.
It really is funny. But
any of them you got in there.
That's right.
The Masters update at 4:46.
Are you sitting down? Yes.
I
can tell. We need some breaking news music.
Zach, hit the breaking news music.
Yeah, Steve Rubbage and others have texted the personal bat phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources. BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was. Phil, what did you
do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not BB and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Now, Phil, what did you just say? Someone that Barnhart can't control. Someone that will play by the UK rules. That is Mark Pope. That's what I just said it.
Yeah,
I just said it. It's going that way, man. It's not a group of five school. It is a power five school, BYU. He's a good, clean guy, no baggage. I mean, he's a Mormon. You just read his religious background from Wikipedia. Come on, baby, it's happening, baby.
Is you good? You got Sweeney coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
No.
Yes.
It's not good.
Yes.
I'm
glad it came from Ross.
I can't do this. I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
And you will.
I mean, Phil, like the combination of Phil being there to just sort of lob the ball up and know that Leitze was going to be a little bit more of an instigator, yes, to just put more quarters into the Strebel machine. Yeah. Was a magical moment in Louisville radio. It was a magical moment. There's no other way to say it.
She was, no. Yeah. He's like, yes.
Yeah.
You're getting, you can. Yes, you can.
And you will.
A man in shock who could not find words.
Yes.
He could only say no 30 times.
But yes. Are you not surprised that it wasn't Pearl or Shaka or Beer?
Well, yes.
It wasn't going to be Shaka ever. That's been determined. He's from there. His wife works there. It's the Jay Wright thing. Like when Jay was coaching, it's like, no, he loves it there. His wife works there.
The thing I'm the most surprised at is that they just didn't keep going back to Hurley with more money and more money, or Donovan, and go, look, what do you need?
Number.
Yeah. What do you need? And I'm not sure it would have been the right call. I think Mitch Barnhart, much like Josh Hurd, made a financial analysis of it, too, to go, we could go and probably want to spend 15 absurd amount of money, reset the whole college basketball market, or I can bring some in that I think's good, and I am going to arm that person with all the NIL money you can possibly fathom.
They don't want to beat us. They want to
be us.
My f-ing life is being ruined by God and white women.
That cut, you almost need a little bit more, but that is just great. Yeah. Anytime you want. Shay.
But here's my question, though. Danny Hurley just won back-to-back national championship, and he's amazing. What if he is like the Nick Saban of college basketball? Would he not be worth 12, 15, 14? I mean, if you could hire Nick Saban for football, how much would you pay? Like, how much would you pay?
I'm telling you. It could have been $20 million, someone was quoted saying.
Yeah, I think it was Norlander.
I'm telling you, I do feel like, because you see it in the workplaces, there's a fundamental shift since COVID towards a little bit of happiness. It's like, money's great. We need to have a little bit of happiness. And so Hurley has money and happiness.
Yes.
Does he want more money and less happiness? I don't think
so. It's a risk.
You know, like, how much money is enough money? Like, how much, you know, it's like everyone's like, no, you have to have more. No, you don't. If you're happy and you have enough money, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just – I think before COVID, Danny Hurley probably has a better chance of being wooed by Kentucky. I think post-COVID, I'm telling you, there's been a mental shift across America of work-life balance, a little less stress, more happiness.
Well, plus the
and
fact
not valuing
the money
the same well, as they used to.
But plus the money is there more than it used to be at the other places,
too. At other places, yes.
So, I mean, I agree. I think that's also a big, big difference. So
Ben Swain had a really good tweet. Said God telling Scott Drew to stay at Baylor while being cool with Mark Pope leaving BYU raises a lot of difficult questions. A Mormon named Pope.
Word soup. We got the word soup.
Texan Strebel said no almost as many times as Hurley did. How many mixtapes items can we get in the last 5 minutes? Dexter says, let's see. Kenny Pope. Dexter says, let's see. I think Pope will be better than KP. I think he'll win at least 13 games.
Yeah, I think he will.
Pope has won 20.
That's the lowest bar in the history of sports. And better than the worst coach ever hired?
Look.
But right. He's not the worst ever hired.
In the history of Power Five.
He has 6 20-win seasons already to his name. Like, he can coach.
Yeah.
The question is he elite? Like, is he enough for Kentucky? I don't know. He'll determine that.
Yes.
Pope will determine. Not what we say here.
You don't think we're going to determine it? Yeah. I thought we were going to do it.
Right. So,
I mean, Kenny Payne is the worst coach in the history of the ACC.
He did not.
I think he's the worst coach in the history of Power Five athletic football or basketball ever.
Yeah.
Tell me somebody worse with more tools than who may. Every time I pull into that Yum Center, I could only think, how do you win 4 games with this facility?
You can't.
It's almost impossible. How you do it is utter pure laziness.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
One thing that
legit
did surprise me and was a little shocking was when the offense got going this year for the basketball team, how many games they lost scoring in the, like, 90s. I'm just like, that is hard to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this is the most points we've ever scored. Patino would have these games where we're, like, 49, 53 points at the end of the game. And we're just like, oh, like, And it's like we're scoring 90-some points and losing. Like, yeah. It's just like you found new ways to make lose. It not work, yeah. You know. And so that's the part that was – we wanted Kenny to work. That would have been amazing. It would have been like the Jeff Brohm a little bit on the basketball side, but it didn't. And Pope has that chance to be that for Kentucky.
Like it, yeah.
If it works, then it's going to be a lifer awesome choice. And you got to roll the dice a little bit. So that's just what it is. But I love – one thing I do love – is the rivalry, we'll always have our fun with it. But, you know, there were some periods where it was just really kind of nasty. And sometimes when it gets a certain nasty, it's not quite as fun as when it's just rivalry, having fun, poking at each other. I do feel like Pope and I do feel like Pat Kelsey are both pro team and not anti your team as a coach.
No, I think you got two good individuals who aren't egomaniacs. As much as I love Patino and Calipari and their feud, egomaniacs. I mean, Kelsey and Pope are seem like normal guys, you know, and they're going to be engaging and they're going to value college basketball, which I know Kentucky fans will, you know, really be a nice change of pace.
Night's not gonna
the
be
greatest
the biggest
night, yeah, in the history of it. and I don't know, that part of it, I sort of like the normalness of the two dudes that are going to be involved in this. Now, there'll be something that'll get them ticked off.
They'll be feuding each other.
You know? Can't be competitive and not something.
And it is Zach Greenwell's job now to not let Pat Kelsey follow Mark Pope at the mic with it still being like super hot, like Archie Miller.
Archie Miller, David Padgett.
Oh, is that what everybody was? I couldn't understand why everybody was doing that last night.
Because Archie Miller followed David Padgett from the podium and had to pull down the microphone. No. Your SID needs to pull the microphone down so the head coach.
Archie Miller was gave a very not happy face.
He's an angry person.
Yeah, angry man like all of us. Well, I will say this also. Did you see the ACC interview with Pat Kelsey? That was yesterday, the day before, or something. It was recent.
He's done a lot.
Well, he was on ACC, and they were talking about it. And this is one thing and I'm sorry to shift the focus from the UK fun. We're going to have more of that. But he looked, and maybe I'm wrong, but to me it did look like at one point when they were talking about what's it like, you know, to get this job and all this kind of stuff, it almost looked like he teared up, like, again. And I'm just like, this guy is max appreciation.
Yes.
Like, max bought in. We're going to get his max effort. And if he doesn't work out, it won't be because of all the things that we did not enjoy about the last 2 years where we felt like the max wasn't being given.
Correct.
We will get the max. And if he doesn't work out, he doesn't work out. But it won't be because of him not trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
effort's going to be there. The passion's going to be there. The understanding, the recruiting.
The
all that
give
stuff
a damnness.
Give a damnness. Yes. All that stuff.
And everyone works hard. And sometimes they don't realize – yeah, you are working hard, but guess what? Like this, if you compare it to this person, you're working only half as hard as that person.
Anything.
Like you need to make sure you're setting. You always say you set those high performers around you; it lifts everyone up 15%. You set low performers around you; it lowers everyone 15%. Like you just have to make sure that you're setting that bar. You know how to reset that bar if you feel like you don't have it.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. And it's a big recruiting weekend for Louisville. I mean, I can't say it enough. Dante Maddox, Chris Youngblood, and Nick Boyd all going to be on campus.
The Arizona dude. Come on.
Well, I don't think he's going to be on campus for another couple weeks.
But he set his visit.
Yeah, he's going to go to Indiana, Louisville.
7'260".
Oh, he was like Arizona's best player.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, I mean, he could be.
Let's get this cat in here.
The dude.
Yeah. Card.
Let's
get this card.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, he was a Wildcat.
Yeah.
He was an Arizona Wildcat.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I watched Speed. I know what Sarah Chandra Bullock was wearing. I'm excited for this recruiting weekend. And then some of the other players that have been rumored to maybe scheduling their visits.
Yeah.
But once they're on campus, that's your shot.
Yeah.
You know, and we're on commitment watch, I think, for Dante Maddox, for sure. If we get him and Youngblood, which is a great name. I mean, we have two conference players of the year.
He's old, though. He's old for a Youngblood. Like a fifth year?
Already have Terrence Edwards Jr., who is the Sun Belt player of the year. But if you could get Chris Youngblood, you'd have the AAC's player of the year. You'd have two player of the years on your team.
Right.
That's huge.
And, you know, you got to figure this is going to be an offense that shooters like.
Yeah.
And the same for Pope. You know, like, Pope, like, what's the over-under on three-point shot probably in that first UVA game?
It'll be a lot.
It's going to be like 70.
Youngblood shot 41% from three last year. 41%.
That's good enough for me.
Shooting five a game. Pretty good.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you hop on in. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Texting that UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. You can do so here this morning. And we are out here at Patterson Stadium. We got the series Tonight, starting at 6, we're going to have great weather weekend. I was going to check out that forecast the next couple days here. But you got 6 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock each of the next 2 days. So what do we got here? Sunny and 73 tomorrow. Oof. And 79 degrees on Sunday.
Nice. Perfect. Perfection.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, of course, they play Kentucky here next Tuesday. So a lot going on.
The weather will still be good by Tuesday, right? You have that up still?
Yeah, 80 degrees.
Perfect.
80 degrees.
So hopefully not a rain out, because that's what happens.
No, it just says cloudy. It's 80 and cloudy. 83 on Monday. All right. It's finally here. Oh, the warm.
Yeah.
Finally. Long last.
And we didn't mention that Peyton Siva's been hired by Pat Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the role?
Alumni Association and
Player Development.
Player Development.
Yeah. So that's great. I love having Peyton around.
Championship player, a championship person. Yes. Putting him around the program is great.
Pumped about Peyton Siva being a part of our program. Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
And a man who knows the difference between championship level or not championship.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Set the bar high with all of your employees and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Hey, if you're selling your house right now, Edlin & Edlin is going to do for you what others probably will not, and that's let you keep more of your equity. They're going to charge you 1% instead of 3% as the selling agent. They're going to recommend you pay the buyer's agent 2.5%. And so you're talking about, if an average home sale is $300,000 in the Louisville market, that's $7,500 worth of money at closing that is yours, that you earn, that you're not giving to a real estate agent who didn't put in the hours they used to when they got the 3% as a selling agent. That's Phil's philosophy. That's why he's going to be a full service realtor. You know, list everything, do everything. They've done. You know, realtors have done as a selling agent for years. Except he's going to charge you a third of what everybody else is charging, because he knows he's not working as many hours on each individual sale that you used to before the internet. So my dad bought his home from Glenn Edlin. It's Edlin & Edlin is the name of it, and Edlin.com, EDLEN.com. Phil Moffitt over there going to take great care of you. And when you get over there, tell me, just talking about him right here.
Out of it.
I'm physically
no,
ill.
Scott Drew. No, if, no,
if that
no,
dude,
Dan Hurley.
Mark Pope.
Yes,
I'm buying Arkansas gear.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Scott gave you for the ups and downs. God gave you for the days of doubt.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
Yeah, so I guess this is for Baylor. God gave him Drew.
Right.
That's right.
God didn't give me you. Yeah. God gave me Drew. Yeah. It's pretty good, Chase. That's a good way to end the week right there. Oh, man. Yeah, we're over here at Patterson Stadium, and we've got Cards in action tonight, 6 o'clock. Coming your way, we'll have it for you right here. Whatever you want to gamble on, I don't even know if there's a line on this game or not, but whatever you, whether it's the NBA or UFC this weekend, like we were talking about earlier, you can get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Win or lose now. Okay, so the copy says win or lose now. So it used to be you had to win the bet, but now you win or lose. All you have to do is make your deposit, make a $5 bet, and boom, you'll get $150 in bonus bets. So everything from slap shots to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, easy to use. Your money is back in, like, and as soon as you want to withdraw, it's like 2 minutes, things back in your PayPal or Venmo or whatever you have set up. At least it works that way for me. So always have profit boost on there. Like today, Masters wagers are boosted 25%, parlay boost. You always have different promotions on the app. And whether, again, NBA, Major League Baseball, Masters, NHL, UFC, whatever you want. Got some NFL futures, maybe some college football futures. Yeah, you can do that as well over at FanDuel, and go to FanDuel.com/DrewD and make your first bet an automatic win over there at FanDuel. Got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wagers only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And so. Virginia is a minus 135 favorite today.
Oh, they are. Okay.
And Louisville's a plus 105 dog. So okay. Pretty close. Pretty close. You could make a little
one way or the other
on Louisville, but they have that. There's some Kentucky Derby news if you want to hear.
Yeah, what do we got?
Five-time Grammy Award-winning singer Wynonna Judd will perform the national anthem at Kentucky Derby.
Wynonna Judd, okay, Kentucky's own. All right,
Something there. So, no, still not Riders up.
Yeah, right. That one will probably come later. National anthem's a big deal, though. I mean, this is going to be. I mean, with Derby 150. By the way, inside Churchill Downs tonight. Don't forget that coming your way at 6 o'clock. They're going to make this the biggest, best one ever with all the money that's been spent on the renovation, the paddock, and everything else.
I want to go see it.
Pretty amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well,
finished.
It's really close.
Well, I know, but you got to gain entry. I know they're still working on it.
Only we knew anyone.
I know, but I don't want to bother Darren right now. Like, this is like the go.
No, you just don't want to go down there. Darren,
I would definitely go.
Would you,
but I don't
would you
take
let
time
him in? KK,
you
know, Kirstine, let's make her walk around.
Sounds like you have to pick him up and drive him down.
Yeah.
I doesn't want to go there.
In a chariot.
I'll have someone else take me.
Wash his feet while you're at it.
Once you get to April, I just don't bother Darren. I just don't. I don't want to bother Darren.
Bother Kevin.
Or Kevin.
Well, don't tell me you want to do it. If you wanted to do it, it's a block away.
But I also don't want to be in their way.
They're not going to ask you to, like, fill out paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you can wander around. You think it's
open up the gate and let me walk around? You think
yes. Yeah. I absolutely.
Open up the gate.
Yes.
They stand in front of the gate.
They call the gate. They leave your name. You walk in. They don't even have to see you. They don't even want to see you, to be honest.
Don't call. Just make shouts from the gate.
Don't want to see me. Yeah. Taryn's like, don't walk in here.
Yeah.
You're going to mess up my
I really
I
want to see it, he says.
Wear a king's crown in like this velour cape and just shout at the gate, open up the gate!
Open up! Carry me in, you peasants!
Yes. Now, at least we've established that. Yes, yes. At least we know what's going on here. Yeah, we're here. We get the games this weekend. Chase, any cuts you want to drop at any point about this?
And I think you might need to make a musical interlude with
him. Yeah. Here's the funniest text of them all. Your mouse may be writing checks your bodies can't cash. Karma is a funny beast. Do you not see the irony in that?
We're only turning around to us. That's all we did.
The lack of self-awareness that is phenomenal.
Turnabout is fair freaking play.
I'm going to need more Streeble cuts making fun of the search. There's got to be in Dropbox. All kinds of that.
You about ready to see Big Boy Coach Search? This ain't Piddly Kitty Time Fart Around Coach Search. This ain't Piddly Fart Around Coach. This is real time Big Boy Coach Search. This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Shirts Search. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
I do.
Enjoy Streeble. Your hot dog bun with a turd in it.
Ooh, that's hilarious. Terrible visual.
That's, I didn't know that's where you were going, but I like it, sort of. I don't know. I guess I like it. That's a little odd, but, you know, it's why we have you on.
Can
you're
we
a
hear
odd.
The moment that he realized it was happening?
Yeah, I mean, these are all, just inject this into my veins.
Hear that one.
At any point, any cuts we've got. It's just
5 o'clock. We got Masters update at 4:46.
Are you sitting down? Yes,
I
can tell.
Okay.
We need some breaking news music.
Get the breaking news.
Yeah, Steve Rubbich and others have texted the personal bat phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources: BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was. No. Phil, what did you
do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not BB and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Now, Phil, what did you just say? Someone that Barnhart can't control. Someone that will play by the UK rules. That is Mark Pope. That's what I just said.
Yeah,
I mean... I just said it. It's going that way, man. It's not. No. It's not a group of five school. It is a power five school. BYU. He's a good, clean guy. No baggage. I mean, he's a Mormon. You just read his religious background from Wikipedia. Come on, baby. It's happening, baby.
Streams, you good? You got Sweeney coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
No.
Yes.
I'm not good.
Yes.
I'm so glad
they came from Rosteen.
Do this. I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Lightsey and Joe times? Baker, what a perfect combination.
15.
I got 15 no's
15
out of that.
But what is underscores, you also had like six or seven like,
grunts.
They weren't nose, but they are nose, right? Yeah. So you got like a bonus five or six grunting noises.
Hey, no means no.
You know, right.
Danny Hurley, no. He said no. Scott Drew, no. Billy Donovan, no.
Yeah.
Jay Wright, no. You got all the no's. You got all the no's. And then you got Mark Pope to say yes.
My f***ing life is being ruined by God and white women.
Can we play the longer cut of that so people, if they haven't, you know, just tuning in, haven't heard that? Because that was on my Twitter space last night.
Yeah.
And it was...
A home run.
It was just hysterical.
Jim Patterson Stadium, it was a home run. Mm,
yes, it was. It was every bit of that.
What? If you're not... Why are we not talking to Billy? Why? If you're going to run the f***ing assault, be f***ing...
I got to skip that part.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just meant like the remember, it's about the 47 second mark. I think it's about the 47. That's a good editorial decision. I think it's about the 47 second March.
Mitch Barnhart told him for years. Yeah, he's next up. He's next up. He's next up. And then he sleeps on it. He talks to his God. His wife doesn't like it. Dan Hurley's wife doesn't like it. My f***ing life is being ruined by God and white women.
I love it. This is the best. This is the best. And your mouth might be writing checks that your body can't cash. Okay, dude. Like you all have been running your mouths for years. And you didn't run your mouth when we were doing our search. This is like the most ridiculous thing anybody could ever text into the freaking text line. Are you serious right now?
Yeah, you can't dish it out and then complain about getting it.
When you get it back. That's right.
It's just great.
Anybody want to talk about OJ? Talk about OJ?
Wow. I mean, that one just came out of nowhere yesterday.
Hey, wait. Pete Rose. Hall of Fame? I mean, he was betting for his team.
Well, he died yesterday. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay,
I
wouldn't know if you were aware.
Yes, I was aware.
There's a chance you weren't aware.
I
didn't know. Yeah. So that came out of left field. But go ahead, Mark. Give us your thoughts on a death since you changed the mood.
I think O.J. Simpson killed two people, and he got away with it. And it was obviously a massive story at the time. But I don't think he was a productive member of society after he got acquitted from killing two people, which he definitely did. And, it's okay to me that he died.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
He dies.
Yes.
That was Mark Blankenship, boys and girls.
I saw like an Onion-esque style headline that was written that said, cancer 100% denies killing O.J.
Oh, gosh.
If the scalpel doesn't fit, I was like, you must quit.
Even so, maybe too soon,
Cancer jokes.
Right.
I don't know, guys.
Right.
I don't know about cancer jokes.
For him, it's fine with
me. Yeah.
If it was somebody else.
Yeah. I'm like, that was like 60 minutes after the news came out. I'm like, God, that's just a little fast.
Some people don't deserve a time clock.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson's one of those people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gotcha. Well, you gotcha. Brought him into the time clock.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about, is it too soon? It's never too soon for O.J. Simpson.
Right. Gotcha. Now I understand.
I'm going to switch the gears.
Yes.
Bill. I'm physically.
No Billy Donovan.
I'm physically
no
Ill.
Scott Drew. No. Dan Hurley.
Mark Pope.
Yes.
I'm buying Arkansas gear. I'm cheering for John Calipari.
Ooh.
I'm Nick Suey.
Yeah.
Earn not given, baby.
Earn not given. I'll fly with Alco.
You're going to be with Brad and Ellen?
Brad.
Yeah.
I'll go and Aaron and Megan and the whole family. Get the dog. We're all going to do Woo Woo.
Kenny Payne. All of them. Yeah.
It's Billy Gillespie, part two.
It's going to be hard to walk all this back, Strebel. Like, once you've said it, it's going to get played forever. Like, it's going to be stored forever.
And we'll say it again. Pope will be a good coach. Elite, I don't know.
I don't know.
But he's a good coach.
I'll take your word on it,
I mean, you don't have that many 20-win seasons at the programs he's been at, unless you're pretty good, right? So now he's going to have unbelievable resources, and he's a good coach. Now, elite, I don't know, but Schriebel's going to have
just
to
say what you
want to
say.
Himself.
He's a fine coach.
He's a fine coach.
Fine coach.
Pat him on the head if I could reach that tall, but I can't.
Yeah, right.
But it will be fun watching the BBN media with all the rewrites. But also, they come back around, and they start smooching the butt of Mark Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Because, they want access. You know, they got to crawl in the lower intestine and stuff like that. And they're going to get in there.
Crawl in the lower intestine?
Crawl into the lower intestine. You know, brown nose. You know.
Brown nose is a much better term. Significantly better term.
Yours sounds a little more invasive.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to go all the way in.
You don't think Roland's going to crawl in the lower intestine? He's going to be in there.
Oh, he probably will.
He'll be all the way in.
He probably will.
All the way in.
But, you know, I certainly remember when Pat Kelsey was hired, my first feeling was, you know, all right, so do you remember when, and it's coming back to COVID again, do you remember when all the flatten the curve and all the, you know, all the sayings that we were all doing on it?
Right.
So I remember I had some friends in South Carolina, and, like, the wave reached South Carolina, but it was, like, a month after Louisville. And then I'm literally saying verbatim all the flatten the curve, you know, we got to do this, let's all band together. And it's like, it's literally that this little cycle of hiring coaches, to go swinging and missing for the home run hires, hiring a guy, feeling deflated, coming back around and loving the guy. Like, we went through that, and now it's like just a little month delay. Now it's going, passing through Lexington. Try to hire the big guy. Can't get the big guy. Big guy doesn't want to come. Get the guy you don't want to want. And now you're starting to come around to him after you watch some videos. So it's just the exact same. I mean, we're like the exact same programs almost if you look in the mirror, but they'll try to tell you that, no, we are much better.
No, it's – yes, fan bases are equally as crazy. They just have more fans. So they have more crazy fans. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's – I've been on both sides of this. They're not that different. They're not like one, you know, whole different range of species, Mark.
I don't think I've ever seen a fan base call a Mexican restaurant and then try to ruin the Google reviews of said restaurant.
You may have a point there.
Also about the roofing company and all those other stuff.
You may have a point.
There's a different level to this fan base.
You know what?
I think you're discounting.
You may have a point there.
A few more felonious fans, perhaps. But you know,
it's crazy.
Maybe we don't cross.
I mean, Alabama fans, they poison Tumor's Corner.
Yeah,
you know,
those are the trees. Is that the trees?
Yeah, Kentucky fans go after Google reviews. Yeah. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah,
I guess one is. I mean,
and now they've put it out.
Would you rather die,
Barnhart? On on your Cats Pod or Cats Illustrated?
Oh yeah,
right?
They're going after Cats Illustrated.
They're putting out his phone numbers and emails after Barnhart right now.
Why do people do that?
They're an open revolt.
Yeah,
this is their January 6th.
One of the guys that is saying, you know, calling now or emailing now. His name is Runnin' Richie. It's like, well, you think you'd be for Pope? you literally got a player name as your moniker, and here you are openly bashing a existing national championship player. You treat that guy so poorly, Kentucky fans.
Here's Fran Fraschilla. I don't go to Kentucky basketball much during conference season, but are these people always this whacked? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the calling in the restaurant is just epic, and it might have actually factored in. Like,
I do think so, 100%.
You think that? Yeah.
Yes, because
at his doorstep.
Once I read Calipari has not told Kentucky yet, I'm like, okay, maybe this is a little bit of a stunt. And then once I heard Drew's wife is an introvert, and then someone's calling the Mexican restaurant from Lexington, Kentucky based on the photo, I'm like, oh, she's out.
And then knowing where they are, you know, which plane they're on. And
she is way out.
And as a mom, knowing where our plane's being tracked by a bunch of fans.
She is not interested.
When you paint that whole picture, it is easy to see why guys like, I'm good here.
Right. I've got plenty of money. I can win a national title. I've already done it.
We're really good. I don't know if you've seen us play. Our teams are really good pretty much every year. And I don't have to uproot things. And I don't have to worry about this nonsense. I do think that factors in.
Isn't that why Dusty May turned down Louisville? Like, because he's kind of introverted. Didn't really want to spotlight.
I mean, I think
like,
so.
There were some negative fans kind of coming up a little bit.
Well, I'm not buying that narrative.
Not like this.
I just don't think he wanted all that smoke, as the kids say.
Like, we weren't calling the Mexican restaurant.
No, we were not doing that.
But, like, our fans care a hell of a lot more than Michigan basketball fans do. And so I think he just wanted to go to a place that was major but wasn't, like, absolutely
but not
nuts.
I want to win a title. I want to make a lot of money. I don't want the crazy.
Yeah, and I think
there's schools like that.
I think that's what you're seeing here.
And Louisville fans, always a reminder, we kind of slant in that direction of a little too crazy. So always remember that to a degree. We're seeing that that's not the full appetite. It's not on the menu for all the coaches. So being passionate, you can't just be completely psychotic and say, but we're passionate.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I mean, you know, Charles Manson was passionate, right, about the stuff he was doing. We don't want to be that passionate, you know. Let's kind of bring it down a few notches.
Jeffrey Dahmer was passionate.
Yeah, very passionate.
David Koresh was
you have
passionate.
To be passionate. To be eating people. I mean, that's passionate, right? Like, let's bring it down a few notches. So I think both fan bases probably can take a page.
Streetle's passionate.
He's very passionate.
Yes, yes,
right?
He is. I do need to tell everybody one more time, so I forgot the first hour, about logging on to FanDuel and going to FanDuel.com/DrewD with it being ready to be playoff time, the NHL and NBA. Passionate fans there that also don't eat people. Right now, you can get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed, win or lose. So bet everything from slap shots, the home runs, the slam dunks, an app that's safe, easy to use and secure, and whatever sport you want. They're going to always have great daily bonuses, that sort of thing. It's phenomenal at FanDuel. So go to FanDuel.com/DrewD, FanDuel.com/DrewD. You got Max's picks for the MMA. I guess I'll tweet those out later.
UFC.
Once we get him a new Twitter handle, and we'll have that for you. But, okay, got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky, first online real money wager only, $10 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Oh, and we got bats as well tonight. Reminder: we got baseball everywhere. We got baseball here tonight, 6 o'clock. Bats in action, and bats in action this weekend as well. They got tomorrow's the which one of the nights is 150th or the 25th anniversary of the stadium. I think that's tonight, and then unveiling some jerseys tomorrow night. We had Greg Galliette on, a little bit earlier. The game postponed last night, so back at it today at 5 o'clock today. So you got a little doubleheader action on the 25th anniversary at Slugger Field. So 20th anniversary when Deion scored that first run. He was passionate, too. Also did
very passionate.
Also,
right.
Yeah.
You know, there's levels to that. I want to say, Louisville fans, have the best weekend ever. Congratulations, Kentucky, on getting a coach. Home run.
Everybody should be happy.
Happy times.
You should be happy.
Great. That one of your own back.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Former player.
He's going to be
player. He's going to unite the fan base.